with children. She pronounced the word with careful precision.
You sound as though you don't like the job you have.
It's an important job. It must be done. Still, I don't like it.
Did Rykane Del Mar like it?
I suppose he didn't, but he never showed it. He was a good Salarian.
And he was finicky.
Clarissa looked surprised. Bailey said,
You yourself said so. When we were viewing and I said you might dress in private, you said I was finicky like the boss.
Oh, well, he was finicky. Even viewing, he never took any liberties, always proper.
Was that unusual?
It shouldn't be. Ideally, you're supposed to be proper, but no one ever is, not when viewing. There's no personal presence involved, so why take any pains, you know? I don't take pains when viewing, except with the boss. You had to be formal with him.
Did you admire Dr. Del Mar?
He was a good Salarian.
Bailey said, You've called this place a farm and you've mentioned children. Do you bring up children here?
From the age of a month, every fetus on Salaria comes here.
Fetus?
Yes. She frowned. We get them a month after conception. Does this embarrass you?
No, Bailey said shortly. Can you show me around?
I can, but keep your distance.
Bailey's long face took on a stony grimness as he looked down the length of the long room from above. There was glass between the room and themselves. On the other side, he was sure, was perfectly controlled heat, perfectly controlled humidity, perfectly controlled asepsis. Those tanks, row on row, each contained its little creature floating in a watery fluid of precise composition, infused with a nutrient mixture of ideal proportions. Life and growth went on. Little things, some smaller than half his fist, curled on themselves with bulging skulls and tiny budding limbs and vanishing tails. Clarissa, from her position 20 feet away, said,
How do you like it, plainclothesman?
Bailey said,
How many do you have?
As of this morning, 152. We receive 15 to 20 each month, and we graduate as many to independence.
Is this the only such institution on the planet?
That's right. It's enough to keep the population steady, counting on a life expectancy of 300 years and a population of 20,000. This building is quite new. Dr. Del Mar supervised its construction and made many changes in our procedures. Our fetal death rate now is virtually zero.
Robots threaded their way among the tanks. At each tank, they stopped and checked controls in a tireless, meticulous way, looking in at the tiny embryos within.
Who operates on the mother? Asked Bailey. I mean, to get the little things.
Doctors, answered Clarissa.
Dr. Del Mar?
Of course not. Medical doctors. You don't think Dr. Del Mar would ever stoop to... Well, never mind.
Why can't robots be used?
Robots in surgery? First law makes that very difficult, plainclothesman.